Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics dominate the Miami Heat 127-102. The Celtics were up by 32 at one point in this game. Marcus Smart was the star. 24 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals. He was a plus 31 in this game. Really amazing stuff from the DPOY in his return from a foot sprain. This is the first time the Celtics starting five has actually been healthy since the second to last week of the regular season about 6 weeks ago, when they've had Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and Rob Williams healthy. The Celtics are 28-4. Pretty crazy stuff. Jimmy Butler at 29, but nobody else really stepped up. Gabe Vincent had 14, but no one else in the Heat starting five hit double digits. PJ Tucker left the game in the third quarter with a knee injury. He will be getting an MRI. Game three is on Saturday. We'll be back in Boston for the next two. Let's go to some NHL scores. The Lightning score with 0.9 seconds left and take a 2-0 series lead. They win. Insane game. The Florida crowd was completely stunned. The Blues take down the Avalanche to tie the series. To some news, Jimbo Fisher delivered a fiery rebuttal to Nick Saban's comments on Wednesday that Texas A&M, quote, bought every player in their recruiting class. He called Saban's comments despicable numerous times in a quickly assembled news conference. Jimbo said, quote, we never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It's a shame that you've got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and their families because we do things right. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out a lot of things you don't want to know. It's despicable, end quote. Saban said he reached out to Jimbo Fisher and Jackson State's Deion Sanders, wanting to apologize for bringing their specific schools into the conversation. He says he should have been more specific when he said bought players. I'm sure that's exactly what Nick Saban was going for. Though you gotta love a little SEC football coach, you know, battle. Gotta love it. Welcome to SEC football. It's done differently down here, I guess, since I live in Florida. I can say that now. Pittsburgh Panthers star wide receiver Jordan Addison will join the USC Trojans. Addison earned first-team All-American honors at Pittsburgh last season and won the Biletnikoff Award for the country's most outstanding wide receiver. He entered the transfer portal on May 3rd and took visits to USC and Texas, who are not hashtag back anymore. He considered staying at Pitt and also thought about Alabama or Oregon, but never visited either school. He caught 100 passes for 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns last season. Going to some golf, Rory McIlroy is pleased with his great start of the PGA Championship. He leads by one stroke after the first round. McIlroy had a one-shot lead over Pebble Beach winner Tom Hoge and Will Zalatoris. The start was just what McIlroy needed as he tries to end a nearly eight-year run without a major. While he was happy, Tiger Woods was not. The 15-time major champion crushed his opening tee shot with a 3-wood, and then he birdied the first hole. He was 2-under on the par 3 14th, but then something happened. On hole 18, after hitting his tee shot to a great spot, he could not get up the bunker. He slammed his wedge into the turf in frustration, saying, quote, I just can't load it. Loading hurts. Pressing off of it hurts. Walking hurts. Twisting hurts. It's just golf. I'm all right, but I don't play like that. Woods, who has won the PGA Championship four times, had golf fans holding their breath. Let's go to the moment we're watching today. Mavs Warriors game two in Golden State, 9 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. The Mavs didn't put up a big fight in game one. The Warriors won 112-87. Maybe they will fare better in game two, but right now this looks exactly like their last series against the Suns. You fall down 2-0, you go home for two games, and that might be that. We'll see if the Mavs can fight their way through this very good Warriors team. Also got some NHL games. Rangers Hurricanes, 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. Then later, the Oilers and the Flames at 10:30 Eastern time, also on ESPN. Let's go to the FanDuel Fast Break. The Warriors, they're a -6 at home, -110 on that one. Got to think the Warriors are going to pull out the home win here. They got so much momentum. Curry, Draymond, Clay, they're all playing so well right now. And, of course, Jordan Poole. We'll see if the Mavs have a response. You know that Luka isn't going to go quietly into that sweet night. The Hurricanes are +150 at home. They are just so good with that home crowd. We'll see if the Rangers can pull it out. But I got the Oilers +150 at home. And then the Oilers, they are -164 as a +1.5 goal underdog I think this Oilers team is a little bit too good to go down too well. We'll see. My producer Jared disagrees with me on that one. He's got the Oilers going all the way. On this day in sports history, back in 1946, nothing really special happened on this day in sports history besides a couple Champions League places, but I thought this was interesting. The Cubs pitcher Claude Passeau makes his first error since September 21st, 1941, ending the pitcher's fielding record of 273 consecutive errorless chances. So sorry for Claude Passeau. By the way, that record still stands to this day. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean. And if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you on Monday.